Campus.
After Rise of Try Dying, you did a cover album straight immediately.
Yep.
Why did you decide to do that?
Well, actually, it wasn't right away. We did. We put out Rise of Die Trying, and we toured for almost 3 years on that record. And then when it came time, you know, when our management and fans were like, "When's the new record coming? When's the new record coming?"
We hadn't had any time to write anything new.
Yeah. So, and we hadn't really learned how to write on tour yet. So when they said, "Okay, let's do a record," we're like, "Well, we don't have anything to record." So a combination of putting something out as kind of like a something for the fans to hear while we were working on the record, and also we had never really worked with a real producer before, so it was kind of a trial. We went in with this dude Machine, who ended up doing Enemy of the World. We went in kind of as like a get to know each other type of a thing. We worked on the record together, and we just kind of had fun, got used to being back in the studio, got used to working out guitar parts again, and yeah, I don't think that Enemy of the World would have come out the way that it did if we hadn't done Explains It All.
Let's talk about touring a bit.
Sure.
So, because you're on tour right now, mm-hmm. and you get a lot of experience while you're on tour, I think. So, mm-hmm. Do you have any good or bad stories you can tell? What's stuck on your mind?
Like favorite tours?
Warped Tour.
Warped Tour is a very fun tour.
Warped Tour is very fun, always. We've done it 5 times now.
Yep. And sometimes it has, a lot of times a lot of the same bands are on it, which is cool. Other tours that are really fun. We did a Starting Line tour like a million years ago. That was really fun. It was like us, Bayside Starting Line. That was really fun. Who else? Other tours are fun. Every Time I Die is always a fun band to tour with.
Fireworks
was always fun. Yeah, that we did.
Do they still exist?
Fireworks, no, they broke up. Yeah.
That's such a shame.
Seriously. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
They broke up.
Yeah.
We did a tour called Gig Life in like 2009, I think. And
us, Set Your Goals, Fireworks, The Swellers, and a bunch of other people.
Gravemaker. Yeah, there's a bunch of bands. Like a lot of bands like kept coming off. Do you say Polar Bear Club?
Nope, Polar Bear Club.
Yeah, they kept like popping off. And that was one of the most fun tours we've ever done. That was like just a bunch of friends having fun doing stupid stuff together, kind of a tour.
I think a lot of people like to talk about it with you, about that, about beards. So
sure.
You yeah. Guess it.
I guess.
You wore beards before it was cool, actually.
Yep.
But
definitely.
But
because we didn't do it to be cool.
But that
we hide the ugly.
We.
It's to hide our ugly faces.
But they have to look nice so that you can hide the ugly.
Right.
Do you have any tips how you can keep them looking nice?
We don't
really do much to them. Yeah, don't shave. I don't put any stuff in it, really.
Nope.
Because I always find that the oils make me like break out and stuff, so I don't use any of that stuff. I have a brush.
I might throw a comb
sometimes
to it right when
I brush
out of the shower, but that's
yeah,
about
it's
it.
Right when I get out of the shower sometimes.
Just mostly because it feels good.
Yeah, exactly. It feels really good.
Doesn't make it look any better.
But
then,
you don't visit any barber shops or something?
No,
like
if
this,
I do go to the barber, I tell them to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
Okay.
Because
so,
I don't want them to make it all weird.
It's a sacred thing.
It's not even a sacred thing. I just feel like they would try to make it look cool, in which case I just want it to just be there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't want it to be like laser beamed in or anything.
So
I feel
you
like
cut them on your own?
Yeah. Just trim it up, scissors.
I've had barbers touch mine, but mostly
I chew the mustache off.
Only? You don't cut it?
Not really.
I don't know. I cut my mustache.
Chew the little pieces out.
Gross.
So that it doesn't disturb while you're eating or something.
Yeah.
Like
if I can get it in my mouth, it's too long. Once
That's
I can't get it in my Nice.
By the way, do you know Modern Family? You probably got that.
That
show?
Well,
I know
yeah.
of it. I don't
yeah.
watch it, though.
I've watched it a couple times, yeah.
He looks so like one of the characters.
Yeah, one of the two gay guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? He's so funny. Like, not even on the show. He is funny on the show, but like in real life. I've seen him on something. I don't remember what it was. He's a funny guy. He's not as funny.
I'm funny. I'm funnier.
He's You can laugh at him, but he's not funny.
One last question.
Yeah.
10 years ahead, what do you wish for your band for the next 10 years?
It's kind of like an interview, like where do you see yourself in 10 years from now?
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully.
Your best
hopefully on my yacht.
Hopefully we're all...
swimming in all my money.
Hopefully we're all still healthy and willing to hang out with each other enough to keep doing this. And hopefully there's kids that want us to keep doing it, because as long as kids want to come and hang out at shows and listen to our music, we'll keep doing it until people just say, please just go away. Then maybe we'll listen, but probably not.